is time now for the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan. We are joined on the phone right now by Cooper Trapeau. Cooper, thank you for your time today. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Yeah, doing well, Cooper. So I want to ask you first off about your upcoming release. I believe April the 18th, you're releasing this one called Prairie Fire. Now, you've sent me be able to listen to this one. I've had a listen to it. I really love the sound of it. Tell us a little bit about your upcoming brand new one, Prairie Fire, and kind of the story behind this one and how this one came to be.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, I wrote this song kind of towards the end of this this past summer. And it was funny. Like, I write songs in a few different ways. Sometimes it's a chord progression. Sometimes it starts with a hook. But mm-hmm. I came home from a day of work and I actually just sat down with my dog on my deck, still in my work clothes. And I had this chord progression that I'd been playing for probably close to a year. And just that day I was playing it. And in about an hour, I sat down and wrote the song, and it just kind of poured out of me. So that was sort of the writing process. And then, yeah, we got into the studio this fall. I wrote the song, and then I kind of had my band came in to play their parts in the studio, and kind of between them adding their parts and us getting, some steel guitar and some fiddle and input from my producer, it kind of turned it from just the acoustic sort of tune into the song that you heard when you listened to it the other day.
Awesome. And I love the title. It's a very Saskatchewan sounding with Prairie Fire. It's a great title. And, I think everyone's gonna love this one. So it sounds like this one was a song that came together pretty quickly. Is for your writing process, is it different? I mean, do you sometimes, write and stew on songs for years and some come together really quickly? Is it kind of different each time for you?
Yeah, I'd say it definitely just depends on the song. Like that's always a nice little gift when they come to you really quick and you can finish one. But yeah, there's definitely songs where I'll have like the hook written for a year and then one day the verses just come to me, or sometimes vice versa. You know, I have some really good verses where I think it's a good story, but I just can't come up with that, a chorus that kind of does it justice. And then, sometimes it was kind of with Prairie Fire, I had that chord progression I was playing for a long time, and I knew I really liked the chord progression, and I just sometimes it takes months, sometimes I'll stew in it for a year, and then kind of when you get lucky, I find some of the best songs I've written are ones where you get a little bit of inspiration and you crank it out in like an hour or two, and then those are always nice, because then it's just like it's one feeling, one moment, it's always good when you don't have to go back to it and try to get back into that feeling. But yeah, mm-hmm. It just depends on the song with me.
Very cool. Again, joined now by Cooper Trapeau right here on the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up. So what's kind of the next little bit looking like for you, Cooper, here in 2025? Are you planning to be busy playing a lot of live shows this year? What's kind of coming up for you happening this year?
Yeah, so I'd say kind of sort of over the winter, I kind of, took a look at what I was doing with my music. And, I was really happy with it, but at the same time, I was kind of thinking, I think I could do more. And if I really want to give this thing a proper shot, I got to start just putting in a little more time and effort. So we've been booking lots of shows for this upcoming summer. I believe we have 11 shows booked so far, and we're aiming for 20, and we're well on our way to getting there. And then, if we get more, even better. But we're planning on touring this summer, going out of the province. We want to get into Alberta for sure. Awesome. Maybe into Manitoba a bit, maybe even into BC if we can.
Very cool.
If there's a little bit of demand for us.
Yeah.
And we purchased I bought a motorhome.
Nice.
An older motorhome that we're going to be using as our tour
your
bus.
Your tour bus? Yeah, I was just going to say that sounds awesome. That is going to be a lot of fun. Going across Canada in like an RV. Are you going to like deckle it up and everything?
Yeah, it's that funny thing where like I'd love to throw a huge logo on the side, but I'm also not sure if I want to advertise that I've got about
fair enough. That's smart. That's smart, Cooper. So don't listen to that. Don't listen to me. That makes a lot of sense.
But I was thinking the same thing. I was like, oh man, how sweet would it be if people recognized the bus going down the road?
Right. Right. No, that makes sense. That makes sense. That's gonna be awesome. Sounds like it's gonna be an exciting and a lot of stuff happening for you here this year, Cooper. Before we let you go, just gonna do a quick kind of lightning round to get to know you a little better here on the Saskatchewan Country Close Up. Want to ask you, pineapple on pizza? Yes or no?
Oh, I can see both sides.
Yeah.
I'll eat it with pineapple on it, but it's not my favorite. It's not my
Okay. No,
go-to.
that's a controversial topic. People have a lot of takes on that. I love pineapple on pizza. I'm okay to saying it. Cooper, dream vacation. Where's somewhere you'd always like to go?
You know what? I'd love to go like up north in Canada during like the summer, like see the
Oh yeah.
Northwest Territories and something like that.
That's on
I
my
feel
bucket
like
list as well. I'd love to go up there. I haven't been up to
yeah.
the up northern Canada. That'd be cool.
Yeah, and Canada's so big, I feel like we forget like there's so much to just do here.
For
Even I'm, you
sure.
know, everyone's always looking, "Oh, let's get out of the country," but I'm like,
Yeah.
"Man, I got to go see like the Maritimes, got to go see the North, just see what's
Right there
going
with you.
on."
I've been a little bit. The Maritimes, been to Nova Scotia. Beautiful. I mean, I've been to a lot of places, but I haven't been to up north. So I'm right there with you. That'd be really cool. Favorite movie or movie genre?
You know what? My favorite movie, and I actually just watched it again the other night for the first time in a long time, has got to be Dumb and Dumber with Jim Carrey
Yeah.
there. It's
Summer
me and my
classics.
dad. Yeah, me and my dad and my brothers always used to watch that one, so.
That's awesome. First concert you attended, do you remember?
Man, you know what? That's actually a tough one. I know when I was younger, I went to see Brad Paisley once.
Nice.
That's probably like the first big like country concert I
Yeah.
remember seeing. So I'd say that was probably the
Very,
first one.
very cool. You know what? I'm right there with you. I know that's a tough one. I try to ask myself concert I went to, and I was like, I remember maybe a couple I saw. I don't really remember my first one either. But
Yeah.
seeing Brad Paisley would have been really that would have been a great show.
Oh yeah, it was a good one.
It would have been awesome. Cooper, one last thing. If people want to follow along with what you're up to, is there social media platforms people can check out? How can people follow along with what you're up to?
Yeah, definitely. So, Instagram is where we post quite a bit, and we have all of our dates and different things. So it's just my first and last name, if people can figure out how to spell it. And then, yeah, we also got just CooperChapeau.com is my website with all of our dates. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, kind of anything you want to follow us on. It's first and last name, and we're always posting about what's coming up, our new stuff. We had a new I didn't mention before, but we do have a new album coming out this
Oh,
summer too.
nice.
So
Awesome.
anything people want to keep up with, you can kind of see that on our social medias.
Awesome. Cooper, we really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. Again, love the sound of the new tune. I know everyone's going to love this one and a lot of cool, exciting things on the way from you. So we appreciate your time and I'm sure we'll catch up again very soon. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.